Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them bullies, this isn't her. You stand with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison her. We train them to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the street, the rest of the life, while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got a black bus, it feels better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive to put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turning your car, I should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder, I bit on a shirt.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blank for that. The feds is listening in for me, they know this ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. So what I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, trying to be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honors, die for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, the city feds making me crap. As a matter of fact, the homies I got, the type that'll kill you for that. That's why we retract and show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret, build a close-knit circle and keep it intact. We trace you back to your roots for proof you could be a rat. Though me and my dogs is out of the streets, you still ain't our type of cat.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Last when I leave, we send you away, you real, you still enough. The secret to getting some millions with us is keeping it real with us. You faking and thinking ain't showing food, you know the difference is. We know how I feel, it being a jail, something like Venice is. Cause we refuse to watch them starve, they call us menaces. Our justice is done in the street, cause it won't be known when they sentence us. Matter of fact, when they sentence us, have every intention of ending us. So my intention is hold the proceedings before I ever get in the cuff. Cause they'll kill you out in the cuff. Lying say he wasn't giving up. Their definition of giving up is let them do all they want to us. No matter how peaceful, it's not enough. The last one was peaceful, shot him up. So why even try? I might as well shoot. Cause he gon' lie, say that I had a gun. So what is the difference to having one? Well, you still gon' kill me for having none. I might as well have it and play it by ear. In case you the type that I pull it on. Cause if you the type that I pull it on, I care less about the uniform. It's easy to leave me the way that you meet me, and neither one of us is going home.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing tonight? It's Thursday. You know what Thursday is? It's time for the Peppy Snap Radio Show. The streets is talking. What's up, you guys? As you can see, my guy Peppy is late again. This is him calling now. Hold on. It's my late. I don't think so. Here I come. All right. That's Peppy being late again. So you guys, I'll be back in a second. So enjoy our theme song. I'll be back in a second.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line.
Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? They taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them bullies, this isn't hers. You staying with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison hurt. We training to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the streets, the rest of the life, while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got about buses, it's better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive to put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turn in your car, should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder, I bit on a shirt.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blanks for that. The feds is listening in for me, they know this shit ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. So what I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, trying to be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honors, die for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, the city feds making me crack. As a matter of fact, the homies I got, the type that'll kill you for that. That's why we retract and show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your man, Snap.
It's your man, Pep.
And it's Thursday. You guys know how it goes down on Thursday. It's time for the Pep and Snap radio show. The streets is talking. Something like them, brother.
Like what's up?
How's your week?
I'm doing a lot. So far, so good.
That's what's up, man. Thank you. Even if you did, ain't there but only.
That happened to a Muslim.
Exactly. That's what I be trying to tell folks. Folks be coming at me, man. I said, you know what? That ain't some stuff beeping in there. That like the dang on back line. But yeah, I be having people come at me, man. And all that stuff just bounce and roll off my back. I'm like, man, you can't harm me. What do you mean? You know who? Do you know who protects me? You know what I'm saying?
Protector.
Exactly. I don't know why people even be trying us Muslims, man. I don't know what that's about. You know what I'm saying? What do you think that's about?
Way.
Huh?
Learn the hard way.
Yeah, they learn the hard way, don't they? So yeah, this is good, man. It's been a. You see the new studio next door? Did you go over there and check it out? You gotta go check it out, man. We're going to break, bro. We got the Geyser Shopping Channel, man. It's launching, and you know they gonna be next door selling goods and services. You know what I'm saying? We're creating our own wealth. You know what I'm saying? We make our own reparations over here, at Geyser. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do it yourself reparations.
So yeah, and then last night the last Magnificent, he did his first radio show. You met Terry, didn't you? The brothers that do the cameras. I met him last week, right? Yeah, he did his first show last night. The guys are family now. He did a good job, bro.
Did he?
Yeah. Good. I thought he was gonna be kind of shy acting. He jumped right in, man, and knocked it out the park. And tomorrow, man, I don't know if you're available, man. I'm gonna need somebody to come in and film for Culture Kings tomorrow because Marcus is in Vegas. That dude is always on the road.
No problem.
But if you can,
I'm
8 o'clock.
Original Culture King.
You are. You're still a Culture King.
Right.
Yeah, you're
original.
Yeah, exactly.
King.
It's just that we had to, you know, spread things out because, you know, I got multiple personalities. I'm like, yo, Snap, you and Peppy, y'all got this one type of energy. And then when you with Marcus, you got another type of energy, man. You like a chameleon. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm like Tupac. Tupac was not controversial, but
chameleon.
Yeah, chameleon. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, man. So you ready to get into tonight's topic, bro?
Alrighty, what is it today?
I got a surprise, man. We're gonna look at all the aspects from every angle. We're gonna talk about crime money.
Crime
money. Crime money. And the reason why we're going to talk about crime this week is because I don't even watch the news anymore. Let's start here. I don't even watch the local news no more. Because.
Me neither. Quit.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch it religiously. I quit religiously.
Yeah, exactly. And then I noticed that it's just like the war on drugs, man. There's no thing as crime prevention because it's too much money in crime. And who says that crime is bad?
Right, right. Well, basically, like, who was the one that said what crime is?
Exactly. Yeah. Let's say that. So?
The creator say what crime is.
The creator of man of the land.
Creator of man makes the rules, and then man, some kind of way, felt that he needed to add on twist to the creator's rules. Think that the creator was being too strict, so he, you know, made some rule or not strict enough. Either or, that's what they, you know.
Right.
That's what we're dealing with.
And on that note, because it's a lot of things that prompted this topic. One thing that prompted this topic was when they were talking about the whole abortion or the Roe versus Wade or whatever, right? And there's people. His sister, actually, that's a movie right here. We're sponsoring her movie. Guys, it is. You guys can't see it on the radio, but the Testimony Tube, in association with Stephen Lester Filmworks, presents its first testimony film, Lifesaver. So this is a movie about a sister in her past had an abortion. And then she went to help. This time she was not having an abortion because God came and spoke to her about an abortion. And so in the process of that, throughout her years, she's been grateful that she didn't have the abortion. And her son is actually 30 years old now. And there's been a debate that she's been public, letting people know that she's against abortion. And they're coming at her like she's something wrong. You know, and the thing is, and like I explained to somebody, just because something the law don't make it right. Slavery used to be the law, but was slavery right?
Slavery in Islam, just the Muslims, they have slaves. They treat them good. They treat them like Muslim brothers. So the slave ain't getting mistreated. Ain't no such
glasses. Just because it's the law, I'm like, right, that's just like, in the 80s and 90s, the so-called war on drugs. But then you found out that the government allegedly was shipping the stuff in. So
I've been doing some reading and studying. And like, the government don't like competition.
What does that mean?
You just said it.
So, but
they the big dope dealers, and they locked all the big dope dealers up. Anybody that was competing with them.
But they were supplying the big time dealers, though.
They didn't have a.
But they couldn't control them.
They playing the creator. They saying,
right.
You don't know we supplying you, so you doing what you want to do.
And then once we found out that you're supplying you, then they just took them all away, type of thing. But they made money in crime.
And who all away?
The big time dealers. The people in the government didn't get sent
right,
away.
Right, my point.
Yeah.
They brought the most dope in. All the dope dealers that they sent to jail had, they brought it in and nobody go to jail. I mean, that's our fault.
So that's crime money. Or is that legal money in their eyes?
I mean, they the biggest criminals to me, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? But if you, how can I put it? You ain't got no other alternative. And this is what you, if you're following their government, you know, trying to be a citizen, of their government.
That's all the rules.
You got to deal with it. They can sell dope, but you can't.
Correct.
They can sell the kind of dope that they say you can sell, and they can sell the kind of dope that they say you can't sell.
Correct.
Meaning they've got caught with their hand in the cookie.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because that's why this whole thing, the word crime, the word that I have an issue with. And I'm going to tell you why. I can remember one time I was out in, I was down in Austin, Texas, right? And I had some spirituals running through me. And I say it like that. You know what I'm saying? Some earthly. And I was in my hotel room and I was just thinking, right? And then I said, law. I wrote down the word law, right? Then I wrote down the word crime. And I said, they write the laws for the crimes they created. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
I mean, it's a racket, right?
It's a racket. The prison system is money.
Uh-huh.
The court system is money. Uh-huh. County jail.
Uh-huh.
All of us revolving door money. Just
uh-huh.
steady money.
And then guess what? On the flip side, I was telling somebody last week, they were talking about all these killings and these shootings. I said, but think about this for a second. I ain't bigging that stuff up and it's wrong when it happens. But for every body that drops, at least $10,000 of revenue is generated. People look at like, those people say stop crime. But if you stop crime, what about the people who eat from the victims of crime? The people at the mortuary out of business, they make money. The churches who have the services, they make money. The florist makes money. The caterer makes money. The police make money. The courts make money. And then the person that get caught, the justice. So that's why they say everybody drop at least generates $10,000 worth of revenue. There's people who make a living in a business off of crime. You think of it?
There's people that sell caskets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So if you was a person that owned a mortuary and they sit there and say that there's 500 killings in your city, and you getting 200 of those bodies, and you charging $5,000, you made $5 million that year as a business person. There's economics and crime money.
Yeah, but I see, you know.
Speak up, man. Let me hear you.
I wouldn't want the crime rate to keep going on just to keep getting money. So, but it is gonna be, will be some people pocket hurt. If we decided to stop doing crime, you know, the community, our community quit. So
that's why I said, bro, that the news is a commercial, is an infomercial for the people who make money out of crime. They don't want to get rid of crime. You get rid of crime, people don't eat.
So it's like, okay, when they come with those Stop the Violence program, they not even real. You know what I mean?
They're not real.
They're not even real.
It's all.
And they can't be real.
It is not.
It's like the police don't know the citizens' rights. They don't know their rights, the people's rights that they're dealing with, that they're going to deal with every day. Everybody out here in the world, they don't even know. The police don't even know their rights, so they can't abide by yours, do right by your rights if they don't know them themselves. And you know what I mean?
And look, see, one thing that I like about here at Yizer, we're not like the stream. We are the stream. Because we're going to talk about the economics of things. Jenny, we're going to talk about the economics of things because I was talking to a so-called activist a couple of weeks ago. They came on Culture Kings, right? And I asked her, do you get paid for being an activist? And she said, no. And I said, well, you should get paid. I'm like, how do you have a movement? What makes you think that you're going to be able to change these people's mind and the activist is broke? So if you don't have no money, you only going to get past so many blocks. You're not going to move no pendulum, I think that's how you say it, in no direction. It's like there's nothing wrong with getting paid for your work. You got to have an economic structure to be successful in anything. If you got to get weapons, how you going to get weapons with no money? If you need food, how you going to feed your soldiers with no food, with
right.
no money?
You got to have all that.
If you go to jail, you can't get nobody out of jail. You can't get no lawyer. You can't do none of that without no money, right? Am I off?
Nope.
Let me know if I'm off, bro.
Nope.
Get at me.
You got to stay out the element. So you got to keep a roof over your head. That costs.
Got to keep a roof over your head.
And what they gonna do without it?
You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, that's what our ancestors was doing. They was had the right idea, but wrong approach.
The wrong approach, man. Because
like, why you are, and then you arguing at a people that don't like you, and you know what they done made it clear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you even facing them? Why are you
even bothering with it?
Why?
Have you ever heard this saying? Never argue with an idiot or something.
And I'm saying you actually arguing, bro, ain't getting no money out of them because they hate you and they ain't going to get it. I wouldn't care what you did.
Right.
You hear me? It ain't going to be asking them.
OJ proved that.
Voluntary. Any money they give you involuntary. So why waste our time?
Right. We need to take our own house, worry about ourselves, bro. And then we'd be able to make some determining factors of what's going on. That's just like I was watching something about the Holocaust, right? And I used to have these buddies, like there's one of my clients back in the day down in Atlanta, right? And they was like the Hasidic Jews, the one that got the curls in their head and stuff. But there was the ones that was from Israel, but they had the bling bling diamonds on. They used to wear the big old fur coats. It was those Jews, right? And they had all these diamonds. Like, they showed me diamonds and stuff. I didn't know a diamond is black. A real diamond is black. Imagine that. Imagine that. The most valuable diamond is black. Okay, that's the first thing they told me. So then I asked them, like, yo, how did y'all get into the diamond industry? He said, because when we was prosecuted and was getting out of, running out of Germany, that was the one thing that we can grab to put into our pockets, right? So they ran off with the diamonds or whatever. And then I asked him, then he said, well, what we teach our kids and stuff is never again. But we also, when they say never again, they don't even give the Nazis the time of day to even spill their name off their tongue. See what I'm saying? So when in other words, never again would you ever prosecute our people again. But at the same time, I'm not going to give you the sack. Faction of how much we despise you, and we're going to make sure it never happens again, right? Now, I thought about that flip side as a so-called black man. So, damn, we do the total opposite.
We make sure.
That's all we do. Proud about white men done to us, white people this, white people that, blah, 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 blah. If your enemy knows you coming from, you can never beat your enemy. You move in silence. We got the civil rights. I ain't going to say their names on the air, but we always, the bully this, the bully that, blah, 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 black power this, and go justice, no peace, but it gets us nowhere. But if you come in, but real assassins come at night in silence.
And then we got to have knowledge. We got to know if we losing, right? If you're in the group and you're losing,
yeah.
What do you go do? Go investigate why you're losing.
Yeah, and try to fix it.
What's leading to us losing? You know what I mean?
One thing that leads to us losing is
financial illiteracy.
That,
why?
Exactly. Exactly.
Financial literacy.
Exactly. And then it's just like the so-called Juneteenth thing and the end of slavery. So think about this. So, and let everybody know, every person of our culture are not descendants of slaves. Let's get that. Let's kill that. But these so-called group that were slaves that's on the plantation, right? Y'all free, right?
Our dream of life is making it out the street.
Must be meant to play. But since we've been so-called free, all we've done is turn back around and be begging them to still take care of us. Get a job. send my kids to college. Give me a hospital. Give me, big. And then when they knock you across your head or choke you out like George Floyd, then you want to talk about no justice, no peace. You know that they don't care about you. You know they don't care about us. So why are you begging? It's like somebody that's abusive and you all love my abuser. Let me get right up.
What's that mental? What's they call that something? What's the word for
insanity? Yeah.
No, that's for sure, but it's some type of word.
Oh, like Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
You know, you in love with your character. You know what I'm saying? Because I was watching the thing this week. The biggest thing, the hypest thing that's going on in our community is this so-called thing that happened with Sesame Street. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
So, it was a parade. You know, Sesame Street. The kids show a puppet, Muppet, whatever that thing is. Characters walking down the street in the parade, and two little babies from our culture ran up to the puppet, I guess, to shake hand and kind of waved them off, like yeah. But it shook everybody else's hand. Those yeah, right. So the people from our culture in an uproar all week long, talking about racism, this racism, that. Sesame Street need to be canceled. Sesame Street need to make an apology. And they are, so my whole thing is that, so you, I told the last magnificent last night, hold on for a second. That's what we mad about? We ain't mad about all the killings in our neighborhoods. We ain't mad about nobody having no jobs. We ain't mad about that.
Yeah.
And we mad about, y'all got the time to be mad about a puppet didn't shake some baby's hands. Some of them little girls is going to be, they're going to be scarred. No, I'm going to tell you what, a little girl going to be scarred. When she come outside her front yard, she see a dead body in the street because her next door neighbor just got shot and killed. The little girl going to be scarred when she goes to the corner store and there's somebody with a knife on their arm. Let's get mad about that.
Yeah.
Man, wrong stuff.
Priorities in the wrong order.
Speak on it, man.
The wrong place, you know. Hey, it's like the sports. It's once in a point in time that blacks couldn't even play at these Power Five conferences, and no school at them, not one. You know what I mean? And then they tickled to death to go. You know what I mean? Like they doing them a favor when, why you wonder why our schools ain't big and prosperous? Because we won't go make them competitive. Go make an enemy school competitive. The same people that raped our grandmamas and killed. Same people, we're going to go make blow days, keep blowing them. Now you get paid in school now, but now.
But they been got billions.
Man. Boy, we brainwashed, man. They did a good brainwashing. So
yeah.
I got to reverse it.
And that's why we got Yizer. We are reversing it. That's why you can't come over here on Yizer. You can't get through this threshold. You coming over here with that damn slave mentality. You ain't making it through. You're not making the cut. Period.
Bad, and it's bred in us, you know.
Yeah, we gotta kill that. We gotta kill that gene out of our system, though.
Right, well,
we gotta start birthing.
You gotta know when you're being slave. You gotta know when you're being when it's a brainwashed, you know, situation.
We gotta get that slave gene out of our system, bro. That's what it is. We gotta get that slave gene out of our system. On that note, we're gonna take a break. And you listen to Peppy Snap Radio Show. I'm your man, Snap.
I'm your man, Peppy.
We'll be back in a second.
Our dream of life is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds. What does that mean? They taking no prisoners. Come to the pad. What is it we have? The bullies is his and hers. You still with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no business hurt. We training to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, how we ever did with dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the streets, the rest of the life, while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got a black bus, it's just better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive to put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turn in your car, I should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder I built on a shirt.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blank for that. If feds is listening in for me, they know this shit ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. So what I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, trying to be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honors, die for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, the city feds making me crack. As a matter of fact, the homies I got, the type that'll kill you for that. That's why we retract and show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret, build a close-knit circle and keep it intact. We trace you back to your roots for proof you could be a rat. Though me and my dogs is out of the streets, you still ain't our type of cat.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Last but not least, we send you away. You really was still enough. The secret to getting some millions with us is keeping it real with us. You faking and thinking ain't showing fool. You know the difference is. We know how I feel to be in a jail, facing like sentences. Cause we refuse to watch them starve, they call us menaces. Our justice is done in the street cause it won't be known when they sentence us. Matter of fact, when they sentence us, have every intention of ending us. So my intention is hold the proceedings before I ever get in the cuff. Cause they'll kill you out in the cuff. Lying say he wasn't giving up. Their definition of...
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's Thursday night. You listen to the Peppy and Snap Radio Show. What you looking at, Peppy? To charge your phone up? That to choose the charge. I'm using the charge right now. Give me a second charger. Yeah, that's the one I'm using. The second one. Like, say hi to the people.
Hey, I'm Pippi.
Hey, well, hey, you guys. I got a clip. It's called 10 Illegal Jobs to Get Rich Quick. Because we're talking about crime money tonight. It's a long clip. We're going to break it down, but we're going to start it off right now. And I'm going to also help your man, Pippi, find a way to charge his phone.
Lord to the mob's favorite moneymaker. From interviews with the culprits to revealing which Hollywood star has a hitman in the family, we're talking getting rich the hard way today on Let's Talk Money.
Beat that.
Make money.
Make your money work for
creating
you.
Creating the financial future you deserve.
Let's Talk Money.
Joseph Hogue with the Let's Talk Money channel here on YouTube. I want to send a special shout out to everyone in the community. Thank you for taking a part of your day to be here. If you're not part of that community yet, just click on that little red subscribe button. It's free and you'll never miss an episode. One of the most popular vids here on the channel has been that 10 high-paying jobs you can get without a degree. And researching for the video, I came across something I just had to follow up on. I know I can't be the only one that thinks about this. Some of the most popular movies and shows have been about it. From Tony Montana to Walter White of Breaking Bad, we're fascinated by the get-rich ease of underground jobs. So I couldn't resist researching the top 10 illegal jobs to get rich. How much they make, and the truth when you get beyond that Hollywood hype. What I found blew my mind, and it's going to take some of the glamour off of these jobs. Understand that this is purely for entertainment purposes only. In fact, after this list, I'm going to reveal one way not to go over to the dark side that nobody ever thinks about until it's too late. Our first illegal high-paying job here is a big one, the drug lord. Now, the United Nations estimates the illegal drug industry wars to dealers all the way up to the kingpin. I actually live right now in Medellin, Colombia. Yes, home of Pablo Escobar and the Narcos. And I...
Okay, I'm pausing it. Did you hear what he said? Drug lord. One of the biggest illegal jobs that they support. Is it charging? All right, let's keep it moving.
I've seen my share of dumb gringos coming down thinking they're going to be the next Frank Lucas, immortalized by Washington in the movie American Gangster. A gram of cocaine is going to cost you about $10 here on the streets of Medellin and sell for $80 a gram in the United States. Understand, though, that you've got an entire industry of jobs at every step. For example, when someone buys drugs on the street, they typically pay a dealer and to go to another guy that actually hands over the drugs. This is an attempt not to get prosecuted as a dealer because the first guy is just collecting money from a friend. The second guy is just sharing his own stash, not necessarily selling anything. Depending on what these guys are selling, they might make a few hundred a day up to a thousand. But these guys are the chumps, right? They're taking all the risk while the city supplier or the drug lord sits back and collects
millions.
It's
estimated
that Bolivian drug lord Roberto Suarez Gomez was making over $400 million.
Now, let's talk about this one real quick. 10 illegal jobs now, right? So they're talking about the drug lord now. That dude just said either the city supplier or the cartel gets away with being this, having this job. What is a city supplier? Is that like a mayor? He said a city supplier.
City supplier will be the person that they...
That works for the city government. That's what he's saying. He's saying that the only dudes that get locked up is the dudes on the street level. The people that's in the city supplier level or the cartel, they're not going to jail. That's what he's saying. And then at the same time, don't nobody want to be no Frank White. Frank Lucas, I meant to say Frank White. Don't nobody try to be. That's another thing, too. Have you noticed that in America that they claim that these so-called people are bad people, but they glorify these people? America is built on glorification of what?
Gangsters.
Right. So as a gangster to me is not bad. It's not a bad person. Now, if you're a dirty snake, and the grass rat type gangsters, yeah, but whole countries
would consider them bad when the people that's calling them bad are purposely putting them in position, have to choose the bad that they call them bad for.
Or they're in the same room with them.
Both.
Exactly.
Right. Really, or playing a game. They really, like you said, playing real deep games where got you thinking they're a gangster and letting them go be the hippest gangster around and sell all the dope. And only his job was all to just to, you know, manipulate and be the example so other people can follow. And he
and profit.
Go off in the sunset. He didn't go to jail. No, he was never going to go to jail. He was with the crew. All his job was they sent him to go be the big dope dealer to put this on.
Talking about
Clinton. You know, people on, or not even have to put people on, but people see him and go and do what he do.
And he walk away with all the money.
He walk away with the original dope dealers.
You're right. You know what? Speaking of that, I should have wrote it down, bro. I was watching this documentary the other day, and they was talking about the FBI agreement codes, I think. In other words, what I'm saying is they're talking about people being FBI informants, right? And they were saying that, because they was talking about your boy Reggie Wright. That's what it was. Reggie White. I don't know if it's Reggie White Jr. Yeah, that's another thing, too. So, is Reggie Wright Jr. and Reggie Wright, are they the same people? Like, are they the same people?
No.
So, they really found the son gangster situation. Which one was the cop?
They both was cops.
I didn't know both of them was cops.
Yeah.
So, both of them was cops.
Yeah.
So, which one was with Death Row? Reggie Wright Jr.?
Yeah.
See, I used to get confused. Like, hold on, who the hell is Reggie Wright? And then, okay, because one of them went to jail for robbing banks.
No,
that's the other.
Weed. But another.
Okay. Okay, so they was talking about that situation, and they was saying, like, I ain't no snitch, whatever. And he said, no, technically you're not a snitch because you got a code, whatever. Long story short, in this documentary that I watched, they were saying that a person can get some type of FBI informant code where they can be an informant, and in that code, they are protected where they don't have to ever testify in front of a judge. The judge cannot identify who they are, and they never have to testify. It's almost like the FBI guarantees that they will never reveal who that person is. I'm
asking.
That's
what they call it, a CI number?
It was a number, yeah, because it was breaking down all the different, like, you know, type of codes of agreements with the feds. I was like, well, that's not fair. I was like, how does that work?
And then at the same time, shouldn't they, other people? But the thing is, they break, that's making money, because they're just complaining as the person who's so-called doing the crime.
Entrapment.
That's what it is. It's entrapment.
Entrapment.
If I'm sitting up here with a dude and he bringing in work and he also getting bodies and he's also getting high and drinking and fornicating, you know what I'm saying? He doing, he's the lowest of the low. He's the lowest. It's almost like they say, always be aware of the man who has nothing to lose. That's a perfect example of that. Always be aware of the brother who got nothing to lose. And when he's just a live wire, like, damn, bro, you a live wire all the time?
Yeah. Why you ain't got nothing to lose?
Yeah, why don't you got nothing to lose? Why are you not fearful? You just do whatever.
Well, like you said, like I told you, like you said with the retin on it, you know what it takes to sabotage a situation, so you know what's got to be done to do it. So that's the safety.
Right.
That's the safety. With the Panthers, Black Panther, any group that been infiltrated or made into the positive groups was made into negative groups.
Yep.
The gangs were spin off of the Panthers, basically.
Yeah.
So they should, what was wrong? The Panthers had the right mentality. They would rather you have be a dope dealer and gang member than a care about your black, your community and aggressive and care about your community.
Yeah.
They want you to be aggressive and tear it down.
Right. Like they did last year
for
George Floyd.
They went both of them the same way, aggressive and standing up for the community. They came and killed them. They let the gangsters live longer than they did the Panthers.
Yeah.
Think of what gangsters you seen them go that didn't do a crime yet. And they came and just shot them up. Like on a raid. You know what I mean?
You know what? Very few.
But the revolutionaries, they come without them doing no crimes yet. Just come.
And with all the heat. This is like the...
And they ain't even got no money.
And don't have no money. Right.
They don't have no money. Not really.
And that goes back to the whole thing. You got to have an economic structure, man. Got to, bro. It's just, you remember the people in Philadelphia, man? I could play the clip when they dropped the bomb on that house in Philadelphia and killed the bottom people, man. And then they end up going to jail. You remember that year, brother?
I seen
that.
Yeah.
You see me that? Yeah, I did.
Man, all for standing up for
themselves. All standing up for themselves. But like you said, but the gangster walk away because they in a room amongst gangsters. I don't care about
that. They want that. This ain't going to get them no money. This going to get in the way of that money.
Right.
Revolution, he going to wake up and see the...
Right.
You know, what's causing the damage in this community? You're going to start attacking in it, and that don't mean you can't still get wealth.
But I'm gonna tell you something, man, that I think, and I could be wrong. You can correct me if you want, because you always do, bro. I just honestly believe that true revolutionaries are the ones that's gonna be stoked about it, and not out here being seen.
Right, because
and being hurt.
Man. Ain't no need to be seen and heard other than spreading positive information, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm talking about you got to have wealth to feed your followers.
Yeah.
Yo. Not saying they following you. I'm saying the people
that's part of the movement.
You know, that you caring about. That,
yeah.
Just, you know what I mean?
Your kingdom.
Right.
And when you say kingdom, that's ruling over the people.
You got to keep the strong, got to take care of the weak.
God
Creator gave you more strength and intellect. Figure out what's, you know, what it takes to feed the people. Then it's your job.
It's your job. It's
your job. And the best job is making the most money, being the least destructive.
Exactly. In that order. And once you understand that, because this is what kills me, though, man, is how people try to destroy the ones who try to do that. Oh, you acting funny. Oh, you a square. And it's like, well, how am I a square? And I'm being funny because I'm making sure that all babies in the neighborhood eat. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that 100 families are eating. How are you a square by being that way.
Like, our people don't know how to accept yes.
What does that mean? Break that down. What do you mean they don't understand yes?
We've had it. We've been enslaved, you know, brainwashed so long that when you try to help somebody, they think it's a gimmick, a scam or something. You could be really genuinely trying to help them. Ain't nothing but, you know what I mean? What's the catch to it? What's the, you know what I mean? Gotta be something here in it. You know what I mean?
But they'll never ask the enemy that. They just fall head first.
Their ice is cold, remember?
Right. The just like with the whole gym last year, they was running down. I gotta get the shot. Like, damn, you walk around.
Right,
I'm like, you walk around with no faith. Like, hold on, I thought you was, what God do you believe in? Because where's your faith at? Because the whole thing's like, hold on.
Well, somebody used that argument, that's faith. We ain't gonna go there.
Nah. All right, we ain't touching.
But
bring it. Come on.
I mean, they have an argument. People can look at it that way. I'm just knowing who's administering it.
Exactly.
I'm looking at who administering it, not the actual person that's putting it in my body, but the actual person who came up with this big old plan. This big old. All of a sudden got all this everything conveniently for me. Oh, they just looking out the way out for me. They never done this thing my whole life. I look back on and see where somebody purposely sabotaged.
And now they care. Right.
All of a sudden, I'm supposed to believe that this came out of nowhere. I'm supposed to believe the same group that killed my grand, great, great, all my people, my whole, and still killing my people. Shooting them up. It's the same group, same people. They all in one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to just all of a sudden believe that they my friend.
And care about my livelihood. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that all about? So what I'm going to do, I'm play a little bit more of this clip real quick. Let's see what else, man. I'm going to fast forward through that. We already know that's bullcrap. Let's listen more of this clip real quick.
Our third illegal job for big bucks, bank robber. And this is one you don't hear about much because banks have a policy of not disclosing how much is stolen and robbed. Why? Because if people knew just how much bank robbers were making, oh boy, bank heists are down 60% in the past 25 years, according to FBI stats, while cyber crimes have exploded. The Bureau reports just over 4,000 robberies reported in 2015, but that still amounted to over $28 million, or about $7,000. Now that's not a lot of money, but considering a 2017 study found an average bank robber, it comes out to making about $140,000 an hour. In 2015, heist man Clay Toomey did a question and answer on Reddit about his experience robbing three banks in 2006. Toomey was never caught, but turned himself in to serve 3 years in 2007. Toomey says he learned everything from the internet and never told anyone what he was doing. He would simply walk into a bank, hand the first available teller a note demanding all 50s and $100 bills, and right out. No threats and no gun. He was in and out within a minute. Considering the average police response time into a robbery is over 5 minutes, he never saw a cop car. Fourth on the list of high-paying illegal jobs, he was always entering one illegal. The first organized crime that only casinos can set up their own gambling. I mean, here you have a company that is allowed to create games designed to take your money. Worse still is they can kick you out if you're caught doing anything like counting cards, which is totally legal, but gives you the advantage. The casino industry pulls in over $77 billion a year in the United States alone. Its employees an average of $47,000 a year. There are more than 500 casinos in the U.S. in every state except Hawaii and Utah. Now, my mom spent a lot of time in the casinos when I was growing up, and I spent my fair share. So I watch movies like The House, Rounders, and Boiler Room, and I think, wouldn't it be nice to be on the winning side of that for once? Now, most illegal casinos are actually set up as infrequent tournaments rather than a round-the-clock casino. The host charges a buy-in fee and then pays out most of the money to the tournament winners, but keeps some for profit. On traditional casino games, understand that your profit is extremely thin. The average profit on a casino game is well under 5%, which means you'll get about $5 for every $100 gambled each hour. Compare that to the 45% made by state lotteries, and the biggest winner to legal gambling becomes immediately clear. So casinos, or otherwise, make their money up in quantity. If you're only making a 3% profit on gamblers, you need 100 people making $100 bets for an hour to make a $300 profit. Out of this, you have to pay dealers, waitstaff, security, everybody else. You can see casinos need 24/7 operations and tens of thousands of people to make up those billions of dollars. Our fifth illegal job, con artists, and whether it be from those shady investment schemes like the $65 billion stolen by Bernie Madoff or nearly $3 million in bad checks written by Frank Abagnale. Now, con artist is a tricky one to explain because it's not one specific illegal job, but a way of pulling off a range of heists from that multi-level Ponzi scheme to just selling phony products. You know the saying, if you believe that, I've got a bridge to sell you. There was actually a couple of in the and built in 1883. For 30 years, George Parker convinced recent immigrant arrivals and others that he was more interested in bridge building than ownership. He would sell them the right to tolls on the Brooklyn Bridge for just $75, or about $1,700 in today's prices. It's said that George sold the bridge out of his real estate offices about twice a week for three decades, a scam that would have made him over $5.4 million. Being a con artist is just as much about personality and salesmanship as about anything else. From the longer title, confidence man, these people find those worst traits in others and exploit them for a profit. One of the most famous con artists, Joseph Yellow Kid Wheel, writes in his autobiography, "The desire to get something for nothing has been very costly to many people who have dealt with me and other con men. When people learn, as I doubt they will, that they can't get something for nothing, crime will diminish and we shall live in greater harmony."
What's up, what's up, what's up? You listen to the Peppy and Snap Radio Show. This your man, and Snap.
It's your man, Peppy.
And it's Thursday night. You know what's so crazy, bro? I keep wanting to say the Peppy and Snap podcast. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know why I'm stuck with
that. And anybody want to call? It's both, yeah. We all the above. Anybody want to call and talk to?
Snap Radio and podcast.
There you go. You can hit us up because we got the call-in line now at Erico 515-605-9800. If you want to call us and comment and talk about the crime money. And so we play this little clip, right? And I want to start off with the first one when he was talking about, I had to go back to, I did want to say something about the Kingpin thing where drugs are illegal, people go to jail, then they make them legal. Should people who was in jail from when that time it was illegal get out or get some type of reparation?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because I know some people say they shouldn't because during the time it was illegal.
I say they should.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I say they should. I mean.
Because think about what used to be. Go ahead.
If you make it legal. That means you're saying you don't see it being as bad as you used to didn't think. You know what I mean? Because you ain't saying that the drug changed. You're saying you changed your mind about the drug. The drug didn't change your mind about itself. So that means the people that got locked up for it should get some type of break, some type of, you know.
Reparations or something, huh?
The pain and whatever they lost from just going to jail for something that you say now is okay to use recreationally, and they made it, or you know, and they don't consider it, they decriminalizing it, like you said, that person.
Yeah.
And they trying to be criminal, they just trying to, like I say, use it recreationally or supply the recreation user.
So, but. Just years before they want to condemn you, like you're the scum of the earth, and you're a super predator, and you're this and you're that. But now they about to make billions off of it, billions and trillions. And
about
so they've been doing it, right? Right. They've been doing it. My bad. I said about
No, I'm saying they was making billions off the tough start.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That was part of the plan to legalize it later. All that plan, they plan ahead, huh? Of years, hundreds thousand, you know, hundreds of years. You know.
Right.
They try to plan hundreds of years ahead.
Yeah, that's right about that. So the next crime is something in the clip was the bank robbery. That's illegal but legal crime because a lot of people saying this whole thing, you know, this cryptocurrency thing, this Bitcoin thing or whatever. To me, that's legalized. Bank robbery, because how can you have $30 billion in here that nobody ever seen before, and you go put your money into it and go, or they come, oh, Bitcoin dropped and you just lost $70,000. And you can't hold nobody accountable. To me, that's a form of bank robbery. That's just a modern way of bank robbery to me, bro.
No, because you volunteered to put your money over at risk.
Okay.
That's, you know.
Right. Speak on it. Let's go.
Saying, you can't say it's like bank robbery. The victim at a bank robbery, they wasn't planning on being part of the robbery.
You know, so I get what you're saying. So only way that
like
it's bank robbery if the bank
robbed,
is a
your money can't get robbed from the bank if your money ain't in it. In the
right, but if the bank robs you, that's not a form of bank robbery?
Oh, if the bank robs you, yeah. If the bank robs you, you got your money in the bank.
So that's what the crypto dudes are doing. They taking people's money like they're the bank. Then all of a sudden they go, disappeared.
But you had, you know your money was at risk, so you mean tell me they had it in
there? Yeah, they're going to tell
you
money was at risk.
You had the knowledge that it was at risk.
That's on you. When you know better, you do better, huh? When you know better, you do better. Okay. All right, let's see what else is on this clip.
Halfway through our list of high-paying illegal jobs, and the next on the list is hacker. Hacking has come a long way since Matthew Broderick played tic-tac-toe to avert nuclear war in 1983. IBM Security estimates that 80% of cybercrime is now perpetrated by organized crimes operating in cubicle farms just like regular business. It's estimated that hackers will steal data or breach the networks of over 6% of the businesses in the United States each year and generate at least $1.5 trillion globally. That includes over $160 billion in trading personal information, $1 billion in ransomware. One of the newest forms of hacking is breaking into someone's computer, locking it up, and then demanding a ransom to unlock it. 2013 launch of the ransomware CryptoLocker reportedly made over $3 million doing just that. Another hilarious news going around is what's called porn pirates, where emails are sent out claiming to have hacked your webcam and recorded your free time spent in front of the computer. The hackers then demand up to $800 in a Bitcoin transfer, or they'll release the video to everyone you know. Now, this one isn't even a hack, really. The scammers haven't hacked your computer, but are simply playing on people's fears of what has been humiliated. Our seventh illegal job, arms dealer.
Right. That's up my alley. I mean, I'm not a hacker. You get what I'm saying?
That's your style. You're going to be taking the chance. Hey. Some type of intelligent friend.
Hey. That's just the, you know what?
When I was little, we was in Terre Haute. And
talking to Mike.
In the bullpen. And my first was to the joint, and dude was saying, would you do 18 months for $10 million? I was like, shit, I'm doing 11 years for $10 million. No.
Right.
I wouldn't be 18 months, but that's, he was saying, white collar crime, know you're going to go to jail. I don't get your money. I don't go to jail, hide the money. And now you got your time. It's better than selling dope for 10 years than go do 10 years.
And do 20. That's what, yeah. You ever seen a movie? That's not we hyping tonight. We're not saying do no crime. We're talking about crime money. We're talking about how they make
you
it billions.
Crime money, you got to the crime money go from the court system.
That's what
we're
talking about. That's what I'm talking about. It's all of it. It's all racket. That's what I'm saying. It's all in. It's just like watching a football game.
Participators and ignorance.
Yeah. It's, well.
It said the oppressed and the oppressor and the oppressed both participate.
Well, I look at it. You want me to how I look at it now as I get older? I don't even look at it like that, bro. I look at it as crime is a game of chess. Decide if you want to be the black or the white players on the chessboard. The black players on the chessboard job is to be smart enough to not let them capture your queen. The white chess pieces, which is the establishment, the prison system, the police department, blah, 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 their job is to protect their queen. But they're all playing the same game. Because everybody knows everybody. That's why I used to tell people, like, do you really think that they don't know who you are downtown? The question is this. How do you handle when they pull you aside and put you in that room? They would tell you shit about your life that you didn't even know existed. You see what I'm saying? Man, I can remember, man, it was like early 90s. My cousin, that got caught up, right? And I went to court. We were sitting in this courtroom, right? Now, this was like in 92, maybe? 92? Dude played a full-blown, clear conversation of him sitting in a Burger King restaurant, bro. Having a conversation with somebody. I mean, it was clear as day. That's what I'm saying. It was clear as day. But the thing is this. Everybody knows everybody in that game. It's like you play basketball. All the players know the players. All the players know the coaches. All the players know the trainers. The owners know the owners. You see what I'm saying? So my thing is, there's money in all of these games. There's always a winner and a loser in these games. You see what I'm saying? So you just have to decide what you're going to be, because you get into that. If you get into politics is no different than growing your ranks in an organization, bro. Right, the financial literacy
that's
side.
That's what it is.
Yeah. And they got a cheat code. Now, let's not forget that now. They got a cheat code because they get to make the so-called laws of the land. That's the cheat code.
And that's all it is. So off, too, because if we put our minds to it, it's not even hard to get wealthy. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's going to take all of us to put our minds together. So.
Right. So what I'm saying, the cheat code is this.
See, they what we do now. That's why you see all the singled out billionaire blacks, you know.
And why they do that?
You don't see no group. You see, they show me a group of 300 people that's one group together.
You ain't going to see
all
that?
All of them billioned up. You ain't saw that yet, hey. So let them keep on being by themselves.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Singled out and we waving at each other. We 300 separate individuals waving at each other.
But ping.
Why this one over here like this?
Fit strong.
They work for trillions. What's, 3-4 trillion.
What's more strong, your hand or your fist? So our money's dispersed like that, like you said. We pick them up. Boom, he's gone. He gone. He gone. He gone. He gone. But they over here like this, like you said, trillions strong as a fist. That's the fuck. Oh, sorry for cussing. That's the part that screws me up about this whole thing, this so-called black power thing. This is the representation of the damn fist that's supposed to be so powerful, but you're operating like a hand. Your image is a fist, but you operate like a hand. What? Come on, man. If that's not the biggest mind trick ever, bro, just like you said, the brainwashing. Yeah, look, we marching down the street with our fists, blah, 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 and y'all just separate us as hands. So you ain't getting accomplished. You ain't getting nothing. Not a darn thing.
Million man march for what? If they ain't gonna, just think if they would have really thought how strong a million people are. Our kind is together.
Yeah. Okay.
It's strong if you pull out everything in your pocket and put it in the basket.
Ooh. Say that again.
Million people in one spot. Our kind. Take all they got in their purse and pocketbook and pocket and wallet and throw it in the basket. And then you see how strong a million people in time.
Yeah.
One area is.
I'm going to show you something. What was that? January 6th, 2 years ago, they had their million man march. What did they do? On the Capitol. Did they? Is that not an example of a fist on code? Think about it. They stormed the Capitol, bro. I ain't saying we should do that. But it's their house, though.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. If we do that, it's mortal suicide.
Well, what we doing it for?
Because it ain't our house.
Right. Got nothing to do with us.
Nothing to do with us. That's their problem. Yeah. We need to be in our house. And that's what we got to understand. That's their issue, their problem.
Being part of something to be the abused in it. That ain't no fun picture. We need to get out that picture. All we are is abused in this picture. Okay?
You ever seen The Wire? Remember the show The Wire?
Yeah.
It was like, had an open air trade.
And they let them go sell.
Yeah.
With a pass.
It's no different than Wall Street. It's the same shit. The thing about it is we don't have the power to dictate when our money stops and when our money keeps flowing. Economic literacy, like you said, bro. Think about this for a second, bro. Somebody thought I was crazy the other day. I said to them, the best thing that happened was the game. I didn't mean that on point of we losing our families and fathers separated families, stuff like that, right? I was saying that's our one and only opportunity in this country to learn and understand about economics, because the dope game brought out more CEOs with no so-called education, degree, and whatever, and them CEOs, you gave them CEOs a product and a demand. So you cannot tell me if we replace that product with this water right here, this microphone right here, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This TV on this wall. There's no way in the world that you cannot tell me that we can't do that, because we've lived in the generation. We are part of that generation, bro. We are the generation after Sir Rush Miller said, no, we're going to do this our way.
It's where they brainwashed us that way. We got to brainwash ourselves that way.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got to get hooked on our product like we got hooked on Nate's product.
Yes.
We got to get over being hooked on, you know what I mean? Start creating our own alternatives to the stuff, like quit blowing other cultures nation up.
Yeah.
And while ours is falling.
Yeah.
And they ain't gonna pick us up.
That's just like, yeah, but
building up ain't gonna pick us up. Why are you building somebody up that ain't gonna pick you up when they get up? Mm-hmm. They gonna just keep on letting you know what I mean? You build somebody up that, hey, I'm up now, I can help you up on your feet.
No.
They gonna be, you be building people up that give you, don't actually probably kick you while you when they get up there.
Yes.
Probably gonna kick you right in the rear.
You sitting in the rear.
You on the ground.
Right. But yo, we're about to take a break. It's 8 o'clock already. You listening to the Peppy and Snap Radio Show. I'm your man Snap.
I'm your man Peppy.
And we'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll get back more in this clip.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them bullies is his and hers. You stand with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison hurt. We train them to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the street the rest of the life while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got a black buffer, feels better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive to put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turn in your car, should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder, I bit on a shirt.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blank for that. The feds is listening in for me, they know this shit ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. The word I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, trying to be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honors, died for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, the city feds making me crack. As a matter of fact, the homies I got, the type of the keys for that. That's why we retract, to show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret, build a close-knit circle and keep it intact. We trace you back to your roots for proof you could be a rat. Though me and my dogs is out of the streets, you still ain't our type of cat.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line.
We passing through this life like it's a green light. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Last when I least we send you away, you really was still enough. The secret to getting some millions with us is keeping it real with us. You faking and thinking ain't showing fool, you know the difference is. We know how I feel, it be in their jail, something like Venice's. Cause we refuse to watch only starve, they call us ministers. Our justice is done in the street cause it won't be known when they sentence us. Matter of fact, when they sentence us, have every intention of ending us. So my intention is hold the proceedings before I ever get in the cuff. Cause they'll kill you out in the cuff. Lying say he wasn't giving up. Their definition of giving up is let them do all they want to us. No matter how peaceful, it's not enough. The last one was peaceful, still shot him up. So why even try? I might as well shoot. Cause he gon' lie, say that I had a gun. So what is the difference of having one? Well, you still gon' kill me for having none. I might as well have it and play it by ear. In case you the type that I pull it on. Cause if you the type that I pull it on, I care less about the uniform. It's easy to leave me the way that you need me. And neither one of us is going home.
Our dream of life is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
All right, yo, what's up, what's up? This your man. We listen to the Peppy Snap Radio Show. I'm your man, Pep.
I'm your man, Peppy.
All right, we back. We got like 45 minutes. We're going to hear some more clip. The Hackers. Did we say talk about the Hackers yet? We didn't talk about the Hackers? Okay, the Hackers. I'll talk about the Hackers as we play this clip. The clip. All right.
Actually, isn't it at all. There's a legit business.
Arm dealers.
Selling weapons through government procurement contracts. The 2000. The movie War Dogs with Jonah Hill is a surprisingly real-life recount of three friends making millions from Pentagon weapons procurement bidding process. The Miami natives bought and sold guns and ammunition for years, buying from brokers in Eastern Europe and then selling to the U.S. military. It was only when they landed a $300 million contract to supply the Afghan army with ammunition that it became an illegal job that would eventually bring them down. They had to deliver on millions of rounds for the contract and turn to repackage illegal Chinese ammunition in Albania. Outside the legitimate arms trade, that's how the illegal gun runner works, buying weapons in mass markets with few restrictions in places like West Africa that have import restrictions on those weapons. This was the model used in the 2005 Nicolas Cage movie Lord of War, based on a collection of gun runners including Victor Boot and Sarkis Saganelli. How much do illegal arms dealers make? John Bellon, a dealer in China, claims about $2 million. Victor Boot estimated to have made over $50 million selling arms to the Taliban in the late 90s. As for getting started, American citizens must first get a federal firearms license and then an export license, but that's about it. You have to learn the import-export rules around the business, but even someone on the legal side still can make a lot of money. Eighth on our list of illegal jobs is...
All right. Gun runners. Running arms. Big money. That's why we had the coke game in the 80s. On the way to the Contras.
Bulk cargo.
Bulk cargo, weapons, guns, gun running, bro.
That is the size of stuff.
It's the what?
Bulk cargo.
What's that? Elaborate.
Meaning the how big the stuff is. Pistols. Like how many pistols can you fit in the crate? How many?
No, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
The crazy part about it is this is all, most of the stuff is out there, military grade weaponry. Sold all over the world, bro.
They found mysterious trains in Chicago and L.A. just so happened. The gang boys found out about it and emptied it out. It was all over the city.
So now they just passed a law around the country where you don't even have to have a gun permit no more. Who's that going to benefit? The gun runner. I'm a gun runner. If you got a store, you a gun runner. I don't care. Eli Lilly's is a drug dealer. CVS is a crack house. Walgreens is a crack house. Kroger's is a crack house. Walmart's a crack house.
Yeah, they got license.
They got license, right. Those are the crack houses.
You just go to take to get license and register.
You see what I'm saying? But So they doing the illicit gun running and the legal gun running. People, stop letting them keep us brainwashed. They did not get rid of the damn government law so black folks can kill each other. I'm tired of hearing that shit. They did that so they could, everybody could buy a gun to get that money up, because they're the lobbyists who make the law. You got the money, you make the law. ARA was like, listen, y'all not getting rid of guns. I'm going to show you how much power we got. Y'all want to get rid of guns, Democrats? I'm about to show y'all what they about to do with our muscle. Yo, everybody support us to get rid of your gun permit law. Tell me that's not, could not be possible, bro. We talking about money. We in America. America's most capitalist. Everything's about money in this service, in this country. They don't care about your children. They don't care about you. They will poison the water. They will poison the food. They don't care.
Will.
Huh?
Will.
No, they do.
Okay.
They're doing.
Yeah.
Will mean they're going, yeah, no, they're doing.
Yeah.
And we're not here to talk about the big bad bully. What we're trying to do is wake our people up. I'm like, listen, man, stop being a fucking victim and be prepared for what they bring in our way. If I hear one more person talking about this gun, like, oh my God, they need to go along and kill each other. No. They make it a point to tell culture we need to go out there and buy some guns and do it the right way. I'm talking about buying guns to go hurt nobody. I'm talking about get a gun for personal protection.
Yeah.
You heard what happened in Greenwood the other day, right? At the Greenwood Park Mall?
The
Senator of Christopher Columbus.
Shooting.
Yeah.
I mean.
And he, I think like four got killed, but a little 22-year-old who had a weapon took him out. Took him out.
Good.
It wasn't the police. It wasn't the security. It was an innocent Samaritan hero with a permit, or it don't matter now. And there's still some people out there complaining, talking about he had a gun in the no gun zone.
So did he.
Exactly.
So thank goodness he did. So just think if he had to follow the rules. That's just think. Now what if he had been a felon?
That's what's going to be my next question. Imagine that.
If he had been a felon with that pistol and saved the rest of them kids' life, then they'd have been like, oh, you still got to go to jail. Felon in possession of a handgun, though, because our rules say you couldn't. Because you made it in the past or whatever. We say it's a mistake. Might not have been a mistake because people saying it is. It's dirtier than the person there locking up. And they ain't got the right to lock nobody up.
Don't have the right. So that's a good question. What if that dude who saved those people's lives was a felon?
Right. What if he had a bank robbery? What if he was an ex-drug dealer, a gang member, all that? And it was he was black to be on that scene, and it was white kids that was getting shot. He saved the rest of them.
And is he still considered a hero? Yes, he is in my eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get on the CBS.
This part throws me off too, Ginger. This is what throws me off. A person can be a felon with no violent charges, no violence at all.
Right.
So how the hell does that equate to not being able to protect yourself with a firearm in America? Who came up with that whole situation? Like, oh, if you're a felon, you can't have a weapon. I can see if you have a violent, you know, thing with weapons, but
a priest molest kids still get to be a priest. The same rule makers.
Exactly. That's my point. So I'm a felon and I can't have a weapon because what? A nonviolent offense felony, but you can't have a weapon to protect yourself in America. That's un-American.
That's how you know it's too set. It's something tricky with these rules. You know, one set of rules say everybody got the right to bear arms. It didn't say if. It said right to bear arms. It didn't say if.
Okay,
then you got this other set of group to say, you can't unless
I'm gonna start. I gotta write it down. Next time somebody talk, I'm gonna say, is there no if or no unless in the
Constitution? Yeah, unless, and then the people that I want to hear say, it's common sense. You got the right to bear arms. You alive. You human. Creator gave everybody equal opportunity and space on the earth to move around, as long as they're not harming people. stopping nobody else from, you know what I mean? Exactly. That's just common sense. So the real laws are just not, ain't got to be written or none of that. Other than what the creator, or we can prove that the creator is behind being wrote. Arthur, what the creator authored. Not written, authored. Because you wrote a book don't mean you authored it. The author is the one who put the information, where the information came from, the source of the information.
Back. See what I'm saying? See, ready for the Peppy and Snap Radio Show, bro, because we bringing that smoke. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Crazy, man, when we start getting people calling in at 515-605-9800, they're going to have to be prepared, because if they come in here calling us with that na-na, we're going to shut them down. You see what I'm saying? It's inevitable.
Can't go wrong saving the women, children, and elderly.
Exactly. So, in other words, the brainwashing ends.
Ends.
It ends.
It's going to be a job to do.
Exactly.
The burden of the children of Arabia. That's in the Bible.
Yes. All right, let's finish the clip.
Second oldest profession, pimp, and a report by the Urban Institute in 2014 shows just how much pimping paid.
Whoa, did he say pimp? Did he say pimp? Oh my God.
The report revealed the underground sex economy to be as high as $290 million a year just in 8 major U.S. cities. In this study of markets in Atlanta, Dallas, Denver, Kansas City, Miami,
yo,
Seattle, San Diego, and...
Yo, so pimping is a real industry? He just said,
hey.
Top 8 cities in America, that pimping has a dang on profit margin. Like,
what do you think when somebody can sell something and keep it?
Wow.
They can sell it to you and keep it.
Damn.
Between 5,000 to almost 33,000. More than a third of the pimps interviewed worked for what they called a bottom girl, a trusted prostitute that helped manage the others and often took the blame with law enforcement. Pimps and network advertised, provide security, and pay some of the expenses. Lest you think it's all big dollar signs, though, pimps reported spending upwards of $500 a week just on transportation and rental cars. From $300 to $500 a week went to beauty salons, tanning, and clothes, and hotel costs could easily reach up to $1,000 a week.
Are y'all listening? That's what we talking about.
You said it a long time ago. Commerce.
Commerce is key to it all. We're not glorifying this. We're showing you that he just said it, just like I said with the murder game. He just said pimps keeps money going to the salons, the rental car industry, the hotel industry, the food industry, the fashion industry. That's commerce. That's money. If there's money involved, it's not going away. You activists out there. But still get your money, because you got to get your money because you part of the game. But let's stop brainwashing our people and make it seem like that they're so... Listen. One thing we're doing as PepNet is let you guys wake up, and we're going to show you... We're not here to call out the bully. We're calling out the ignorance, and that's the reason why we're losing. We're giving you the play. We're giving you the audible. You know what I'm saying? We got to win, bro.
I know it. I'm with you.
This dude just said it. It's all about commerce. And what did I say earlier? The murder game. Who makes money? The mortuary makes money. You said they sell caskets, right? The cemetery makes money. That's not free. The tombstone makes money. Everybody that drops, body that drops equates to $10,000 in economics. The police department makes money for them investigating the crime. And then guess what? Then it's an ongoing, you know, you ever heard of residual income?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think the jail system is? That's the reason because the money keeps coming back. Because now we got money from the mortuary got their money. The church got their money. The caterer who catered the funeral got their money. The limousine got their money. The floors got their money, right? The news media got their money because they advertise, right? Guess what? Now we caught the person who did the killing. Now let's get some residual income. Let's put him in jail for the next 20 years because we know as long as he's in jail, he's generating more money, bro. Is that not economics? See, that's what we're doing here, guys, man. We're not with that mainstream stuff. We over here like make you, wow, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yes, So like I say, the same person saying stop the violence. If you was to really get him in, you know, in a corner and say, keep it 100. You know you don't want the violence stopped. Your job is in jeopardy.
And guess what happens, bro? They will protect their own. Now, if you come and that's why the people like the Fred Hampton's got killed. Brother Malcolm got killed. Martin got killed because they didn't care about what you're trying to bring your people. They started getting away with the money. Think about it. You got two hustlers on a block. Another hustler come in like, yo, man, I'm about to take over your block and stop your money. You going to stop my money? Nah, probably, boy, you ain't stopping my money. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So Malcolm and Brother Malcolm, all them, they was getting in the way of getting their money. Because sometimes, I hate to say it like this, bro, sometimes it's best to mind your own business.
Sometimes.
I didn't say all the time, I said sometimes.
No, all the time, best to mind your business.
Damn. If it ain't your business, stay out of it. I mean, there's some preachers out there. They get you in that back room. They just a gangster or some Pablo Escobar character that they create. You get a man behind those dark, those walls, and it comes to his money, you'd be amazed what kind of comes out. So the best thing is to what? Mind your own damn business.
Mind your own business.
Or be a I'm going to tell you something like this is so cool. So what they do now, which is gangster, I like it because I'm a capitalist. I believe in money, business, because I have to feed the babies. We got to feed the village. You can't feed the village if we don't figure out how to make money. So my whole thing is, you an activist dude, they created these grants now. City give them $2 million at the first of the year. You can still do your march and all that stuff, whatever, but you ain't really doing nothing. You got your $2 million. Do anybody out there got a problem with that? They got to eat. So my thing is like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, okay, I'm going to put you like this, Pepe. Let me know if you say, sometimes like, snap, shut up and quit talking so much. Okay, yeah. I'm going to tell you something that is what I learned over my years of growing. I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, right? I moved to Atlanta, Georgia in 1995, all the way up to 2009, right? Still go back and forth, spent most of my adult life in Atlanta, Georgia, okay? And I've seen Atlanta, Georgia grow at the Olympics, grow, right? But Atlanta has like 8 million people, right? But when I first moved to Atlanta, Atlanta had this word or street, oh, Atlanta is the place where the population of women is 20 to 1. In other words, Atlanta had all these women. You go down to Atlanta, you're going to get all your 21 women. And that was true. Okay, but they were all, because I got all my 21 and a possible. But anyway, we're not talking about that tonight. We talk like that on Culture King. Anyway, right? Now you fast forward to 2022. Atlanta's known as the fag capital. Well, at least the fag capital for blacks, because the first fag capital was San Francisco, but black fag capital was Atlanta. Now, look, check this out.
D.C., too.
And D.C. But this is the thing that people don't get, the ones who never lived there. I tell people like this. The whole time I lived in Atlanta, I have never one time ever, bro, ever had some homeowner approach me. Let me tell you why. One, I don't give up that energy. That's one. Any brother like, man, I had a homeowner. Because evidently you gave him a reason. You see what I'm saying? Evidently you came off some kind of way where he think he can approach you. You see what I'm saying? Never had that happen, bro. Right? Number two, I stay in my lane. If you're not into that lifestyle or that culture, why are you getting caught up in those situations? You see what I'm saying? Just like the dope game. You can get whatever you want in Atlanta. You want to get caught up in the dope shit? You're going to be in the dope spots. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to do the homo thug thing? You're going to get caught up in that homo thug thing. You want to be in the music business thing? You're going to find what you're looking for no matter where you at. So stop blaming the damn city. Listen, you cannot police adults. No police, no church, Nobody can police an adult. Once we realize that, bro.
You can't save no one from themselves.
You cannot. You
cannot. That's the one thing you can't do.
You cannot do it.
Save somebody from themselves.
And if you believe in a religion that you say that somebody died for your sins, we ain't talking about that tonight. But quit saying somebody died for your sins. Can't nobody die for your sins. You got to be accountable for yourself.
You can't save nobody from dying. And if you think you can't,
you can't
save yourself from dying.
That's it.
And let's see how that goes.
They said the only life that you can save is your own.
And that ain't until it's time.
Until it's time. So, I don't care where you at. You can say whatever stigma you say on any situation. You know what I'm saying? And there's always going to be somebody's going to try to attack your character. No, they will attack your character. But I'm telling you, you get out of this world what you search for. And that energy's going to come for you. That smoke's going to come for you. Just like these little punk-ass rappers try to be gangsters, that smoke coming for them, and that smoke is not playing.
You get what you strive for.
There you go.
I mean, without a question. Because you made the scientific steps that it took to accomplish it, even if it's something you said you didn't want. You did every move. Now, if it was out your control, what's out your control?
Right, that's
control.
Different. That's different.
You know. But what's it within your control, and you didn't control it, and say you wouldn't want the result, you could have controlled it and did.
Come up with that smoke.
You can't say you didn't want it.
Can't say you did. I'm doing good, though, right? I ain't been cussing or nothing.
How you doing good?
You know what I'm saying? Because I know Mama be listening. Mama, I know you be listening. I'm trying to, but I'm letting you know now, Mama. Something's going to slip out sometime. Just let you know, but I'm toning it down a little bit.
And you ain't put us on the hot seat today with nobody.
What do you mean? What do you mean? How's
that? You know, you'll call somebody out in a minute.
Oh, yeah. I ain't done that this week. I almost did, though. I ain't going to lie. I almost did when we was talking about the legal part of the game now. Because to me personally, bro, there's a few OGs that's coming home now that's getting caught up in that game. And I don't trust it, bro. I think it's a set. I really do.
Oh, you talking about the music game?
No, the weed game. Marijuana being legal. There's some, you know, they
it's headed where it's headed.
It's headed where it's headed. No, I'm talking about some of the brothers that's coming home now.
What it is, it's more to it than we know.
It is.
You know what I mean? State. Feds.
But that's the point that I'm saying.
State and feds obviously are equal.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, state chooses to deal with the feds. They choose. They don't have to. They can survive.
So that means the feds cannot run into a city and start shutting down dispensaries now unless the state allow it.
If they're getting funded by them.
So I get it. So they have to get through the state first before they can go in there and do something. Did I say that right? Does that make sense?
Let's say that again.
The feds have to almost get the permission of the state before they can come in and make a move. Is that right? Or can the feds override it?
Like I say, I'm going to say if the state's getting funding from the feds, yeah. If they ain't getting no funding, they're basically a sovereign nation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So how does another nation come over to this nation talking about you doing something, you know what I mean?
But you know what's so crazy?
Can't the state pass laws?
Right. So this the thing, though. Hold on, man. Say something, Pepe. I got to send this text out.
It's like they say felon in possession of handgun. That's a federal law.
Right. Well, but can the state override that?
State say some felons can possess firearms. Right. So, one is which? I mean, why does, when do they, what determines when they can override?
Or they say, like, remember when the federal, they had the federal election when they said that felons can vote now, but can a felon vote in a state election, or can a felon only vote in a federal election for the president? They didn't know it clear.
Voting is voting. Vote for one, be able to vote for the other.
But is there a separation? That's just like, so when we talk about the marijuana dispensaries or whatever, if the feds like have a, even though it's in D.C., even though marijuana is legal in D.C., but they sit there and go, oh, well, D.C., or well, the feds say that owning the marijuana is illegal, but the states are saying that weed is legal. Can the feds go into these states and start shutting down dispensaries and locking people up, or do they have to get sanctioned from the states first? Is my question. Or we need to find that answer out, because the reason why I'm saying that, that's why I said these brothers are getting set up, the ones who's already been behind the wall. Then they coming home and they giving them dispensaries to run, even though it's still a federal thing.
Oh, ain't no, I don't believe that.
Who would you believe?
I believe that it's legal enough where we're legalizing it. They standing on it. Denver stood on it. California.
But those are the states, though, is what I'm saying.
So my brothers is doing it in the state. They can't just, they ain't getting it off no more like that.
Huh?
They're not going to, they ain't getting it off like that again. That would be the same as damn near selling, like getting caught selling the dope now and locking us up again.
So maybe we should find out or get a lawyer online one day. Because my question is, can the feds come in and override the state and shut down a dispensary?
They could.
Depending on who's mad or who you pissed off?
Stuff, you know what I mean? Like funding. If you fund, if they funding you, you gotta buy by their rules.
You know what's so
if
funny
they not
though?
Funding you, you ain't gotta buy by their rules.
Right, and that's the thing too. Maybe it's not no underlying stuff. Maybe if you're in the same room with them, this is how we do business. This is how the cost of them doing business. Oh, you good? You kind of get what I'm saying? It's like only ones that see something that's under. The line is the ones that either didn't succeed from it or the outsiders. The outsiders. You know?
We always on the outside.
Yeah, but why deal with them?
Right.
We over here. They on the outside. They don't have something
so
to come
up. You're getting it. So it's like, how would somebody, how would a person do it and be independent of all of that?
We doing
that.
They
wanted to.
That's what we doing, bro. Man. That's what we doing. At Yizer. See what I'm saying? My whole thing is like
you can have land and nobody can trespass on it.
That's not true. That's not true. We got not in America.
I mean, people.
You gotta pay. You will never own the land in America because you always gotta pay taxes. No. If you don't pay the taxes, they take your land.
Yes, that's not true.
Well, let's teach it. Can we teach it? Is that something we can teach?
We gotta learn first before we can teach it.
Well, you gotta be taught. Where's that? We gotta find us some teachers to teach us in.
Finding a teacher.
That's what we need to find. If you said it's not true, we need
so
to
true
teach.
True in some instances not.
Because America can come and it's called intimate domain. America can come take your land when they feel like it.
If you have it protected, you're right. They can. But it's ways to protect land.
So why don't we know how to protect our land?
Because we don't read.
I read.
You don't read. You got to read the right thing.
Well, I need somebody to direct me to where I need to read it then.
Okay, right, you do.
And everybody else. Is it a secret?
Yeah.
You can't share it with our other people?
You can. I mean, not my secret, meaning you think they want us to find out?
You're talking about a secret from us.
Yeah, a secret from, yeah.
But is there any of us who know it and still keeping it a secret? You think that could be possible?
People they're choosy how they go forward with it. If they learn something that a small percentage of people know,
right,
and benefiting, they're gonna move different. You know what I mean?
So where's the pen and piece of paper? Let me show you something. I know y'all can't. That's listed right. Y'all can't see this, but we're gonna I'm gonna narrate it, and I'm gonna tell you this makes sense, Peppy. We're talking about money and crime money, but this ain't crime money, but there has been crimes committed. So just tell me if this makes sense to you, okay? And you guys are listening to the radio, so I'm about to put a line down. See this line right here? There's a line right here, a line right here, and a line right here, right? This line right here, back in the early days or whatever, right, was the stock market, okay? Now, in today's world, I'm talking about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, all that stuff, right? Bitcoin. here, these are just like say for a company. So say for this is, you know, that Tesla with the cars, or whatever. Okay. Huh?
I would have said Tesla.
Okay. And this one right here is, I don't know, the weed game. Okay. Now tell me if this makes sense to you, bro. Because I tried to explain it to somebody the other day. So everything starts at zero. And then everything, you always have your first of something. You took your first step. You said your first words. You know what I'm saying? It's always a first. It's a starting point. Like people, you talk about the Michael Jordan and the Bulls. Well, Michael Jordan was in the NBA for 7 years before he started winning championships. So it's still always a first, right? So that means if you start here at zero. So these are big name companies that everybody know about, right? So what you guys doing that's listening on the radio, I'm putting a circle down, okay? Still at zero. So then these dudes are sitting in a room just like we are right now, and they create this out of thin air. Let's create this thing called a stock market, and let's make some money off the stock market. They just created. They're not going to make a speaker or computer. We're going to do stock market. So what do? We hype it up, and we say, how much are we going to sell our stock market for? They say, oh, we're going to call it. First they said, what are we going to call it? Oh, we're going to call it a share. What does share mean? We don't know. We just made it up. It's a made-up word. You know what I'm saying? There's no theory or logic behind the word shares or stock market. They made it up just like I made up the word Yizer. Well, it came to me in a dream through Allah, but Yizer came to me in a dream and it has an acronym, but it's still a made-up word. You can speak your own language. You get what I'm saying? So they created the word stock, shares. Make it real confusing where people don't understand. But at the end of the day, if I know anything that's simple and it's math, 1 + 1 equals what? Right? All day, every day, right? So simple math is simple math, right? Mm-hmm. So, but in the stock market, they want to say stuff like the share split. They just talk mumbo jumbo around your homies. You ever been around your homies? Y'all can have a whole conversation that you could be in a room of 500 people and nobody knows what y'all talking about? Just you and your homies? This is all the stock market is, bro. These are the dudes like, okay, well, now we got to make this thing so intriguing where people want to give us their money. And people go buy a so-called stock in a company they don't even know nothing about. And then you next go, this $10 turns to $20, to $30. The next thing you know, they're talking about this stock costs $100. Am I right? You with me so far? Exact same thing right now with the so-called Bitcoin thing. It's the same thing. The same thing with the weed game. It's the same thing. So explain to me. And like YouTube, the same thing. So explain to me why Yizer cannot be the exact same thing with our subscribers. If we got one subscriber, right? And everybody, man, you got to get on Yizer, blah, 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 right? It's the same thing as the stock market. We went from one to now we got 1,000 people on Yizer. Man, Yizer, you see what I'm saying? It's the exact same thing. You always got to start at zero, and then you push it up. But as they push it up, people gets paid and people eat. That's a book that I wrote. You have to check. I'm going to give you a copy of the book. I wrote a book that teaches this economic literacy like you talked about tonight for our culture people. And we got a caller online. We got two callers on the line. Hold on. Let's see what's going on here. We got a caller, 8837.
Hello.
What's going on? The Pepe Snap Radio Show. How you doing?
Oh, fine. How are you? I just tuned in, so I got the end of what you were talking about.
Oh, okay, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear? How you doing today?
Can you hear? Oh, fine, how are you?
Yeah.
This is Michelle.
Is this who I think this is?
Yes, it is.
Hello? Oh.
Yeah,
look,
can
oh.
you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us? Somebody else
yeah.
heard that.
Yeah, I can hear you.
We only got like 15 minutes. I got a question. I had you call in because you are Bell's bondsman, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything, for starters,
okay, you just cut out a little bit, so I didn't hear what you said. What was the question?
I said, could you take the time to explain to people what a bail bondsman is? Because some people don't know what a bail bondsman is or what they do.
Okay. Bail bondsman is basically insurance. when you're talking about bail bonds, we're basically an insurance company. So our insurance is that person is going to make it back to jail, or not make it back to jail, but make it back to court. And a lot of people don't understand is when you come and you sign for somebody, say a loved one gets in jail and they call you and ask you, you know, can you go buy me out? You're not just paying the money. You're guaranteed that that person is going to come back. And if they don't make it back to court, you're responsible for it. So, you know, a lot of people don't understand that you are responsible to make sure they come back. So if they don't come back, the courts are going to be looking at us for the money, the bail bondsmen, and we're going to be looking at the person who signed because they guarantee. That's why they always see, you know, if you have a job or if you have a home, you have any come back. So some of the things that people don't understand, you know, you want to help somebody out, but you never know. If you're going to sign your name, you just make sure it's somebody you know is going to make it back to court. So that's what you need to know about that.
So the person is kind of like co-signing.
Yeah, they're guaranteeing that person will be back. And that they're responsible. So say if it was a $20,000 bond, you paid $2,000 to get them out. If they don't show back up, you're responsible for the other $18,000. And they're going to get their money. However, if it's your car, if it's your house, it's just... There's no bankruptcy on that one. They're gonna get it. So
you can't file bankruptcy on a bond.
So you know.
She just said
no. No.
You just said you cannot file bankruptcy on a bond.
I've never heard that. No. You're guaranteeing that. So that's If so, that would happen. That would happen all the time. But yeah, it just that's why people lose. You know, people lose their homes and everything else because they signed. So that's the main thing you got to remember. Just be careful.
And that's crime money.
And I educate people of that. And I let people know that. I don't just take their money. I let them know. You know, are you sure this person is going to come back? Because you are obligated
so
to pay that.
Who gets to take the property? The bondsman or the jail people?
The bondsman, well, we're going to get it and sell it out to pay for that bond. So say if you have a house, you know, that's going to go, we're going to pay for the, like if you put your house up, it's going to, you can lose the whole house, especially say it's a $100,000 bond or something. That's the whole house because they're going to sell it to get their money because they have to pay those courts. The court is expecting that money back.
So that means... So, you got some power then. Why don't they be having auctions?
Yeah, I've never had that happen. I mean, me personally, I hope I never have to, you know, but I've never had that happen yet. I've only been a bail bondsman for a few years now, about 3 years.
Got a question? Oh, wow, there you go. I did not know that. Interesting. So a bail bondsman, if you owe that $20,000, they can take your house, sell your house to pay the courts.
Yeah.
I need to get.
Keep
going. What you about to say?
We take cash. But say if you do say, hey, I'm gonna pay this, and I'll pay part of it in a check, and we can stay up to a week before we can put it in a bank safely deposit. If that check bounces, it's a felony on that person's part. So you do not want to bounce a check. So that way, yes, it's a felony.
I didn't know it was a felony. You know that, too?
Yeah.
That's a felony, what she said. Say that again. What's a felony again?
Say if you wanted to pay your bond, you said, hey, I got... $2,000, I got $1,200 of it, or I got $1,800, and I'm going to pay $200 in a check. And then, you know, you can just deposit it. Well, okay, I'll deposit it. I'll deposit my checks at the end of the week. If I deposit that in my account and it bounces, it's a felony on their part, whoever wrote that check. So it's very serious on what you do.
I didn't know that. So,
So
I ain't gonna hold you up. I do want to ask you another quick question because we only got like 10 minutes. So where does the bounty hunters play into this thing, or bell bottoms and bounty hunters also? Where does that come into play?
Well, that's because they're gonna have to find that person, because say if it's $100,000 and that person may be signed and they don't have the money, or they said they had a house and they didn't, or it's something crazy, but we need to get that money back because we got a year to pay that money back. So that's when, that's why they get the bounty hunters and say, hey, go find this one. It's cheaper to pay them probably a couple thousand than you're paying $80,000 to $100,000. So that's when the bounty hunters come in. So that's what the bounty hunters are about. It's just try to get that person back so you don't have to pay that money. You got that year to get them back into the jail. Yeah.
Now, I know you might not have this answer because you say you just got into the bounty hunter game. What, I mean, not the bounty hunter, my bad, sorry, the bell boss.
Bell boss.
What
happens to nobody.
If,
huh? I'm sorry. Say that again.
What'd you say? I can hear you.
I didn't hear you. You were saying something.
Oh, I was saying, okay, I know you might not be able to answer this question because you said you haven't been a bell bossman for long, but what happens if a bell bossman sends a bounty hunter out to go catch somebody who jump bail, right? And they end up killing that person. Does money still owe?
Is the money still owed? That person's dead?
Yeah.
The person,
that
probably not. I don't know, but probably not because they're gone. I mean, their body's back. Do they bring the body back? I mean, they got them. So, yeah, the bounty would be, I mean, it's paid because they're back. Got them, so they don't show up in court. They just have to bring them back, kind of like Django. Bring it back. So
yeah,
to get the balance. Bringing
them
back.
Right.
Yeah,
thank you for calling. Well, thank you so much for giving the information. That's what we do here. It's not
okay.
We try to enlighten our people so we can stop being. Because we need to know what's going on behind these enemy lines. And thank you so much for calling for that information and everything. And anything else you got to want to plug before we go?
I'm sorry, anything what?
I said, you got anything else you want to plug before we go?
Well, yeah, of course, my movie. I have a movie coming out down the road. It's not about bounties, though. It's about myself. It's called Lifesaver. My website is called thetestimony2.com, where you can go and you can view the trailer. It's online as well. And the show is actually a month from today, August the 21st, at the Indiana Historical Society. Two shows, one at 4 and one at 7. And that's it. And if you need a bell, call Michelle. That's my slogan. So give me a call.
All right, then. Well, thank you for tuning in. And we out. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye. You can still tune in, but we're going to just mute you. Oh, 5 minutes, man. Man, this is chess, bro. This whole crime life, not crime life, but this whole thing is an industry, and it's hard to maneuver, and that's why they go after the younger kids, because you don't know no better. Think about it, and that's why I don't think it's fair if somebody goes to jail and you got to carry that felony thing for the rest of your life because you manipulated, because you knew you're 40 years. Think about this: a 40-year-old cop or FBI agent going after a 15-year-old kid. That ain't fair. You maneuvering that person that whole way.
Lord, my man, 15 feds on him, locked him up by the time he's 20. Now, how are you going to justify investigating a 15-year-old for drugs, major narcotic drug sales, and he's 15 and you know it, you're grown, and you can't seem to put the fire out before he get grown?
Right. You're not. They played that whole situation.
He trapped himself into an adult criminal case. That's criminal.
And then when he turned 18, then they go through the book. That's criminal. But we got to go, man. We got 4 minutes. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is, see, this heat's coming every Thursday, y'all. But thank you guys for tuning in to the Peppy and Snap Radio Show. Check us out on geysertv.com tomorrow. This episode will run all day tomorrow, starting at noon, on the Geyser Radio Rock channel. All right, Peppy, you got anything to say before we go?
Stick to your guns. Literally
and figuratively. And like I always say, knowledge is power. The use of power is knowledge. No, the use of knowledge is power. I'm tripping. Inshallah, we see you next Thursday.
Our dream alive is making it out the street live. We passing through this life like it's a green light. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them buildings is his and hers. You skin with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison hurt. We train them to go, you think this ain't slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, how we ever deal with dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the streets, the rest of the life, while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got a black buffer, feels better than killing ya. They asked me why I left you alive and put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turn in your car, I should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder, I bit on a shirt.
Our dream alive is making it out the street live. We passing through this life like it's a green light. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blank for that. The feds is listening in for me, they know this ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. So what, I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, trying to be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honor, die for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, then see the feds making me crack. As a matter of fact, the homies I got, the type of the keys for that. That's why we retract to show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret, build a close-knit circle and keep it intact. We trace you back to your roots for proof you could be a rat. Though me and my dogs is out of the streets, you still ain't our type of cat.
Our dream alive is making it out the street live. We passing through this life like it's a green light. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Last when I leave, we send you away, you real, you still enough. The secret to getting some millions with us is keeping it real with us. You faking and thinking ain't showing food, you know the difference is. We know how I feel, to be in the jail, facing like sinister. Cause we refuse to watch them starve, they call us ministers. Our justice is done in the street, cause it won't be known when they sentence us. Matter of fact, when they sentence us, have every intention of ending us. So my intention is hold the proceedings before I ever get in the cuff. Cause they'll kill you out in the cuff. Lying say he wasn't giving up. Their definition of giving up is let them do all they want to us. No matter how peaceful, it's not enough. The last one was peaceful, shot him up. So why even try? I might as well shoot. Cause he gon' lie, say that I had a gun. So what is the difference of having one? Well, you still gon' kill me for having none. I might as well have it and play it by ear. In case you the type that I pull it on. Cause if you the type that I pull it on, I care less about the uniform. It's easy to leave me the way that you need me, and neither one of us is going home.
Our dream alive is making it out the street live. We passing through this life like it's a green light. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.